You're listening to BBC Learning English.
大家好，您现在收听的是 BBC Business Class。在今天的节目中，语言专家 Simon Cuttahy 将和董征和大家一起讨论英语电话沟通的语言技巧。在前面几期节目中 ，Andrew Methven 和我们讨论了 intonation 语调的重要性，因为语调可以让听话的对方对你的谈话更感兴趣，更希望和你交谈。不过在打电话的时候，说话得体虽然很重要，但做一个好的倾听者也固然重要。在今天的节目中，我们将和 Simon、董征还有我们商务课堂的学生一起练习倾听的技巧。首先有请 Simon， 他将给我们讲一个电话对话的录音片段。
Let's play a clip. It's the first half of a business call.And as we listen, I want everyone to see if they can guess whether the person receiving the call is interested and happy to talk.
是的，所以是有必要先留意一下对方在接电话的时候是否有时间接这个电话和是否愿意和你说话。那么我们下面会来听一段这段电话通话的前半部分。如果大家不是能听懂所有的词汇啊，也不要担心。我们需要捕捉到的是接电话的这个人是否乐意马上和打过电话来的这个人说话。
Hello, Mark White Catering.
Oh, hello, Mark. This is William Kramer from Eco Tradecraft Initiatives. I don't know if you remember, but I sent you something through the post a little while ago. It was a leaflet about some of the eco-friendly cups and plates that we're making at the moment.
Yes, you did, I think, yes.
The plates are made from plant matter, if you remember.
Right, okay.
Okay, guys, what do you think? Is the listener happy to take the call right now?
No.
Not really.
Would anybody like to explain why they thought they weren't particularly happy? Xiang?
Because he just did like this. So it seems that he's not interested.
So he didn't seem interested and he was... If you say, what are you doing?
I think the person who is answering the phone is very hesitant. And
he's hesitating. Good.
Yeah. And he...didn't make any positive comment on the topic. There's no response from him.
Yeah, good points. Yeah, so the answers were quite short. He didn't really seem interested. He didn't really respond to any of the questions. And he made these hesitant kind of noises. Good. Jim, would you like to...Translate that, please.
Yeah, sure. 就是刚才咱们这几位同学说都很好啊，就是说接电话的这个人好像一接电话就是说话就在这儿犹犹豫豫的声音，而且回答的也很短促，根本没有对对方说的话有任何正面的，甚至是积极的，或者是甚至更具体的回答。
Okay, now listen to this clip. It's the same question as last time. Is the listener interested in what the caller is saying?
就是说接电话的这个人对打电话来的这个人所说的话感兴趣吗？那让我们听一下。
Hello, Angela Catering, Neil speaking.
Oh, hello, Neil. This is William Kramer from Eco Tradecraft Initiatives. I don't know if you remember, but I sent you something in the post a little while ago. It was a leaflet about some of the eco-friendly cups and plates that we're making at the moment.
Yes, I do remember, actually, yeah.
They're made out of plant matter.
Yeah, that's right, yes. It looked really interesting, actually. I had the plan of following it up, but I've been a bit busy lately and I've been on holiday and things. So, thanks for calling.
Okay, how about that conversation? Did the person receiving the call sound interested or not that time? Simi?
I think this man is much, much more interesting in this project than the guy before this. I think the main reason is he made some comment, he provided some information to the conversation. For example, he said, I have a plan to follow up, but I'm just very busy recently.
Yeah, very good, yeah. So he responded to the question, but said he was busy. Anybody else? Rung.
And you can hear the sentence is much longer than the previous one, and the voice sounds a bit happier.
Good, there's two points there. The sentences were longer. In the previous one, very short sentences. He sounds a bit happier. Good. Can we say something more about the way that he sounded?
His intonation is much more happier.
good. His intonation.
Yeah, intonation.
Yeah, his intonation is different, isn't it? I think intonation is very important. Let's just listen to the two clips that we heard to compare them.
The plates are made from plant matter, if you remember.
Right, OK.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
So you'll notice that the man with the second clip has much livelier intonation.
是的，在第二段的对话当中呢，接电话的这个人比前一个接电话的人的语调呢就活跃多了，这说明他比那前一个人要感兴趣。Let's
listen once again.
The plates are made from plant matter, if you remember.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
So the reason why intonation is so important is that not only does it help you tell whether the person listening is interested in what you're saying, but by using a lively intonation, you also keep that person interested. This is something that's particularly difficult for Chinese people, because intonation and stress are very different in Chinese, aren't they, Jin?
That's right, yes, Simon. 对于我们中国人来说呢，熟练地掌握英语里正确的语调 intonation 来表达恰当的意思，确实难度是比较高的，因为汉语和英语在这方面的差别还是比较大。不过刚才 Simon 也说到了，能够准确地凭借对方的音调来判断他的态度还是很重要的。同时，我们也需要注意使用愉快轻松的语气呢，让对方对你说的话感兴趣。
今天的节目到这里就结束了，但是如果你想收听更多Simon和商务课堂的同学们谈论关于英语电话沟通语言方面技巧的内容，请登录 bbcukchina.com， 然后点击 BBC Business Class， 你就可以听到全部25分钟的节目。在下集节目中，我们将开始一个新的商务沟通旅程——商务会议。我们的旅程导游将是 Susanna Kwok， 她将会和我们分享她在这方面的专业经验。 如果你想在商务会议上应对自如，请留意收听下期 BBC Business Class 的节目。
bbcukchina.com。